Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Cats, they're in good form. They're 8-4, have won three in a row, and a man who's been part of those three victories. No surprise that the Cats' form has improved with the return of this man into the ruck, and he's done a pretty good job as well, is Reece Stanley. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Reece Kingy, Benny Cass and Brendan McCartney in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, congratulations on the team's form, but also on your own form. You've slipped back in seamlessly after that frustrating break after the knee injury against the Blues.
Yeah, g'day guys, how are you? It was frustrating sort of 6 weeks with the knee, but it's been super enjoyable coming back in.
You obviously sit on the sidelines and you watch Darcy Fort doing the ruck work. He gets hurt, but do you sit there and think, gee, Darcy's doing a pretty good job here against some good opponents? He played against the likes of Gorn and Witts during that period and handled himself with aplomb. Did you think, gee, this might be tough to get back into?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. He did a great job, and I was working a fair bit with Darth as well in that time with Sav as well, trying to do a bit of work with them and continue sort of staying involved. And when you're in the hub and you're injured, it's not the most enjoyable experience. So I was trying to be involved as much as I could, but I thought he did a super job. I agree with you.
Talk to us about hub life. Have the family joined you up north in the last few days?
Yes, mate. They've been up here the whole time. So Kirst and the family were in WA with us and followed us the whole time. So Sloane, she's about 8 weeks old now, so she's had more time in the hub than she has at home. But it's been really good.
Reece, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We rabbit on from far away and we talk about the Cats and what they're doing well. In your mind, what's the team doing really well at the moment?
Our defense has been pretty good, mate. I think we may have taken top spot defensively and potentially top spot in offense as well over the last sort of week or two. And I think the back six, seven that go down there have been fantastic and really holding us up. And we're using the footy pretty well. We're being patient with our use and going forward at the right times. And obviously, big Tommy Hawkins is in amazing form.
I was going to mention that. Do you feel it seems from the K-Rock Hub that the ability of the team to control the game in terms of when to go slow, when to move it quickly, when the switch is on, and when the switch then can be moved forward at a rapid pace, you seem to have got the balance of that really, you know, on point. And at times previously, you've been bogged down by going too slow. But right now, it seems like you're in a really good headspace, the team, in terms of your balance between how to move the footy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's 18 defending and 18 attacking. If everyone's involved in that, then, it does make it a little bit easier and we're all on the same page with it. So we've trained it for a long time now. The group is definitely a close group and have spent some time together. So I think, like you said, it's starting to gel and starting to mesh and we are using the footy pretty well.
Lucky enough to be joined by Geelong ruckman Reece Stanley speaking to us from the Gold Coast Hub. He's Brendan McCartney.
Hey, Reece, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Going well for an old bloke, thank you. Hey, well done on your last 3 weeks. It's been fantastic as a club. Just a little bit in line with what Ben was just speaking about. What has been the focus? And I know the end result has been improved defending the ground and the back standing up and ball movement. But the key focus areas 2 or 3 weeks ago when you really started to, I guess, back to the Fremantle game, wasn't it? Since then, it's been fantastic. What has been the focus?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's 18 attacking and 18 defending has really been a focus for us, and doing it as an entire group. You know, if you leave it up to too few, it just doesn't work. So I think that's been the key for us. We've been looking at our numbers and identifying what we really value. Contested footy, obviously, like a lot of sides, but kicking the footy and using the ball in the way we have been, that's been obviously a focus for us. These four-day breaks don't give us much time to practice certain things. So, it's a couple of meetings a week at the moment. This week we've got a 9-day, which is a bit bizarre. We haven't had one for a while. So we get to relax a little bit start of the week and then obviously build into Adelaide.
Can I ask you, on the short weeks, just for the listeners, what training actually looks like? Can you take us through the week, the 4 days?
Yeah, four or five days? So finish the game, jump in the ice baths and get that done straight away if you can. And then it's back to the hotel, try and get a good feed in. The next day is pretty low key. You'll touch base with medical staff and basically sit on a bike or do something like that just to get yourself moving a little bit, more recovery. We've had access to a recovery facility up here, Riggs Recovery, which has been unreal for us. It's a facility that a lot of footy clubs have been using, but Gold Coast use it quite regularly through the season. We've been lucky to have access to that most days. So the boys all sort of file through there and jump on the compression and the ice bars and the heat and the saunas, this sort of stuff. Basically one session in the lead-in to the game. So you'll do a bit of a craft session, a captain's run type thing the day before the game, and that's about as much as you'll move for the week.
Reece, be remiss of me not to ask this, and you've had two other teammates out of contract at the end of the year being asked it, and they play pretty straight bats, and no doubt you'll do the same, but has being out of contract at the end of the year come out of your mind a bit because of the compressed season, and you've just had to worry about footy and having your mind wander? And Harry Taylor used a great phrase, he goes, I'm not wasting my energy and my downtime thinking about being out of contract and what 2021 looks like. Are you in a similar vein to that?
Absolutely, mate. I think there's no greater year than this year for week to week and week by week, because we really don't even know. Well, we do now, but the fixture was, you know, it's three or four games and, okay, well, it's set up for them and then you get the next one, you know, your next block. So I think the cliche is what you're going to get from me, mate. It is really week to week at the moment. I was obviously focusing on trying to get back into the side with this knee injury, so that's been taken a lot of energy and that's been my focus, but just trying to be consistent in the way I play the game now and a bit of luck that sort of takes care of itself. But 2021 seems so far away at the moment with what's been going on this year.
Yeah, Reece, a couple of light-hearted ones. You've got a luscious sort of mop on your cranium. Have you had cause to? It's sort of a well of balsam. I don't know what you run through there, a bit of Peruvian oil, but it looks pretty good. Have you been to see James Parsons, the barber there? Have you just got your own sort of shears? You do your own work on.
I haven't been game enough to see James Parsons yet, but I don't think the wife had let me go and see him yet. He hasn't proved that he's super capable yet. I'll give him a few more goes at a few of the younger guys before I go and book in.
And can you tell him, what was your reaction when you saw Harry Taylor's do for the first time?
I didn't see him that week because I wasn't playing that game. And I didn't notice until I saw it on the TV and then saw him back at the hotel after that, a bit of a giggle. But I think the feedback from Michelle was pretty strong. And he soon put the dark rinse back through it.
Yeah, he did. He got the number 94 road grain back through it, just restored normal transmission. Who's the serial pest in the hub? Who's the bloke you'll see across the room? I'm going nowhere near him.
Everyone's been pretty good. Luke Dalhouse is good for a gag. He's good for the energy levels. He gets everyone up and about within his 4-day breaks. Everyone's a bit tired. He's usually the one to spark everyone up.
Winning certainly helps, but we just sort of get the sense that there's a good vibe within your hub, that you know everybody has remained positive, which is probably half the battle, I would imagine. And is that the case? It seems like everyone we speak to, it's not a cliched thing. It's actually, we're quite enjoying it here. We're making the most of it. It's not ideal, but we're going to push through and really sort of take the challenge head on.
Yeah, you're spot on. I think you don't hear people complaining around here, which is fantastic. And it's about getting on with it. The year's a strange one, and it is for everybody. We're lucky to be able to be doing what we're doing and be up here playing footy and giving people something to watch. So we are really taking it week to week at the moment and enjoying ourselves, enjoying some time together. And we're lucky to have our families up with us, and that's been a joyful time for everyone as well.
Reece, we really appreciate your time. You're playing some good footy, as is your footy club. Big one against Adelaide next Sunday, because every game's tricky. They might be on the bottom of the ladder and struggling, but it's still a game you've got to get the 4 points and continue to march on towards another final series. We really appreciate your time this afternoon and look forward to seeing you in action next Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Kingy. Thanks, guys.
Reece Stanley joining us up in the hub. Thanks to our good friends at Prestige Jayco.
He's an interesting player for the Cats, isn't he? Because you don't expect him to be Gary Dempsey or Polly Farmer. If he can break even in the ruck, that's probably a win for the Cats. And He's a real confidence player. The one thing I've noticed with him is that he seems to have an ability to get himself up for the bigger named players. It's quite often the player you would consider, for want of a better term, the second tier that sometimes gets hold of him. I don't know whether that's a mental thing, Macca, but he's one of those players, the Cats just need him to be able to break even and provide something around the ground, and that'd be a win for Geelong. He's not Brody Grundy, he's not Max Gawn, but he's a player that's really important if he can just hold his own.
I think to hit it for you, Ben, every player needs to have one, maybe two things that they can build their game on that are just there. It doesn't matter, you might get five possessions, you might have less impact, you might have a string of five or six good games, but that never changes. And probably watching Reece over the last few years in that position, it's been his inability to follow up and compete at ground level and just play every contest. He's not Shane Mumford, he's not Max Gawn, he's Reece Stanley. He's got some attributes that enable him to get on an AFL ground and have an impact in critical moments. But I think the fact that he's now following up, it's got him in the game. And you play your best footy when you get over near the ball and you go really hard at it. And he's big enough and he's athletic enough to do that. And it's transcending a little bit into, I'm seeing him more and more get down the line for his team when they're held up and give a contest. And that's the point you started off with, is just bring it to ground and give the little guys underneath a chance, and that's all you need. But if he can keep competing, jumping, following up, getting over to the ball, being another number and using his big frame, he'll be invaluable because he's good enough to play footy.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.